Good morning. We're continuing Chayot Mechel Shabbos. So we finished Klach of Tess, and we're moving on to the issue of if a page in the Sefer is not fully is stuck together to the two other pages. So there's three possibilities how that happens. One is it was never cut fully. So the act of cutting it and separating that would be an act of kareya. Arguably, it's an act of mechatech, you're cutting it to the proper size, or possibly it's makapatish, and the person is not completing the sefer, so you're dealing with an issa deraisa in that situation. So a person might not do that. You have a situation where it was stuck together on a, not the paper was cut, but let's say some glue fell on there and is holding the pages together. So the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Magen Avraham that gluing something together unintentionally is not considered an act of teifer, and therefore separating that is not considered an act of kareya. Let's say that is on a place where there is writing, or for example, let's say food got stuck inside of a bencher, it's gluing the two pages together because of the food. If it's in a place where there is writing, so and there's a concern that you might... there's two concerns over there. One is you might tear the letters as you separate it. You might do mechika. So if it's on the writing itself, that's number one. Number two, there's a fascinating discussion. If you have something covering a word and you remove the covering, thereby making the word visible, that functions like an act of mechika, amanas lichtov. You're removing something in order to get the ksav, which is beneath it. So this is a machloik, is whether when the ksav is really there, but it's invisible because it's being covered. Is removing the covering an act of mechika, amanas lichtov, or is it an act of ksiva, or it's nothing because you're not really doing anything at all? This issue came up historically. They used wax candles in their shuls. So you have a scenario where the wax would fall onto a letter in the Sefer Torah, and they would find that on Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos. Baruch Hashem, we don't have those issues anymore because of our the electric lighting that we have. But it was an issue which is discussed at length amongst the Achronim. Can one scrape away the wax which is there to allow one to be able to read the Sefer Torah and not read Baal Peh by saying that word Baal Peh because you cannot see the word. So if the pages are glued together with food where there's no writing, one can tear that apart. That's the idea of the Magen Avraham. It's a place where there is writing. They should not be taken apart. Even if one feels that they're not going to tear any of the writing, it's still a concern. Sometimes when they cut the pages of a book or a sefer, so the pressure of the cut sort of combines the pages together. They get, when one opens them, they have to pull them apart. They're not really attached, just the pressure sort of crush them together. So that is not a problem to combine that, to take them apart, because again, that's something which is not done intentionally with the purpose of gluing them together. So there's no issue going to be of taking them apart in that situation. When it comes to toilet paper, sometimes that happens as well. You have the cut toilet paper, sometimes the act of cutting it, this very forceful machine sort of fuses the sides of the page of the pieces of paper together, so that's not a problem to pull that apart. Going back to the toilet paper case, which in a case where a person has toilet paper which has been cut but not fully cut, so completing the cut does go back into the problems of kareya and would have to be addressed with all of the points that we raised earlier. Have a good day.